It's also about women getting out to vote.
Are you registering women to vote at the march?
Yes. There's been a lot of younger women who feel disenfranchised from the whole political arena and have not been voting. And we really, really want to encourage those women to vote.
There are marches going on all over the country.
There's a lot of different groups that are supporting this particular march. And I facilitate the Women's Progressive Group. It might be interesting to know that Alaska allowed white women anyway to vote earlier than the nation did. We weren't a state, obviously. We were a territory. But in 1913, Alaska allowed white women to vote. But it did not allow Alaska Natives to vote because at that point, Alaska did not consider them citizens. But that changed in 1915.
Elizabeth Petrovich drove the very first civil rights legislation in the country. And what have you done to reach out to Native women to include them in this?
I especially want to invite Alaska Native women who may feel like this is a white woman's event, and it is not. It is not just for women. There's a lot of men who support women in this community.
What's planned for this Saturday?
Starts at 11 o'clock. People are gathering at the Herc Building, and that's on the corner of Pioneer and the Sterling Highway. At 11:30, we have some speakers, Rika Mao, Kelly Cooper, and Xochi
Lopez Ayala.
She's a powerful speaker, as they all are. And then at noon, we start our march. And the march goes to the pavilion at WKFL Park. If people feel like they can't do the walk because of cold or because of physical issues, they can meet us at that gazebo.
And then a warming station with food and conversation across the street at Catrimac Bay Campus.
And not only is it a warming station, Jennifer Norton's going to do some readings of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, one of the early suffragettes who did not sadly live to see the culmination of her efforts.
Well, a great many women did not live to see their efforts
72
realized.
72 years it took. Hopefully people will come to that if they can't come to anything else. Some of the people marching will be dressed as suffragettes, and we will have some banners there for people to put on.
What do you hope to accomplish?
Our hope is that more women will vote if they're not voting now. More women will step forward to run for office, and there's a lot of support for women if they choose to do that, because we believe that that makes a difference.